Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go program. I'm Heather Wagenhals. I'll be your host and guide as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers, figure out how they do what it is that they do, and give you step-by-step strategies that you can incorporate into your life right now to start your day the millionaire way. And we are now into our third season with our Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go show. And we've been getting great responses from our listeners. And specifically, we have been asked, how do we come up with guided meditation scripts? And I thought, what a great opportunity it would be to talk about how to set up a guided meditation for yourself, your own millionaire focus strategy for whatever it is you desire to bring into your life right now. So I thought we would take a few moments and explore specifically what it is we're trying to accomplish, and then we'll go into how to specifically construct those scripts. Now, the point of meditation or relaxation techniques is to create a harmony within your body. It can be cathartic, where you're letting go of things that you just need to drop off, that are unimportant, but you've allowed them to enter your conscious mind. And unfortunately, in this case, what we think about, we bring about. And when we're focused on the negativity and the unrest in our lives, we wind up creating more of it. So we need to learn to drop that off and refocus our thoughts on what it is that we do want. And relaxation techniques and meditation is one of those ways that the millionaires know over the masses that you can use to allow yourself to drop off things that don't matter, that are counterproductive or counterintuitive to what it is that you truly desire. And once we can let go of that garbage, then we can focus once again on what it is that we truly desire and would like to have in our lives. That is the wonderful thing, but that's the double-edged sword of the power of the brain and the mind to bring into fruition what it focuses on. And sometimes we get derailed. It's very easy. I'm not saying it's only weak people get derailed, because I consider myself a very strong person. And anything can take you off your mark that you're strongly engaged to emotionally. Family is one of those things. It's so easy to be taken off your mark by people you love and care about because of that strong emotional bond. But allowing ourselves to get stressed out and carried away with worrying about them at the sake of our own health and welfare is counterproductive. And we just have to go back to thinking about when we hit on airplane and we're fastening our seatbelts and we're taking off, and that flight attendant is describing to you what happens when there's a loss of cabin pressure, and that an oxygen mask will drop down, and you must put your oxygen mask on first before giving assistance to others. So this is how we refill our cup, if you will, in the ability to give by using relaxation techniques and guided meditations. The idea of meditation is not the focusing on nothing, but specifically the focusing on one thing. It's an opportunity to let go and renew. It's an opportunity for catharsis, which is the letting go, the dumping out, if you will, of all the negativity, the aspersions, the guilt, the worry. This is the opportunity to let that go and replace it with what it is you truly desire. We must be focused on what we want, because what we think about, we bring about. So the first thing that we need to think about is to create a setting that is conducive to relaxation. It might be a quiet room in your home. Perhaps it's on the patio in your yard, where you are able to hear natural sounds and not be disturbed, where it's more sanctuary-like if you're going to be outside with nature. Planes going over, cars beeping at each other, not productive. So if you can have a quiet outside sanctuary or oasis, that's great. A babbling brook, a fountain, something that has natural sounds with no disturbing sounds. Or find a place inside. It could be in your very own bed, which would be really powerful for you, because the next step is to actually relax in that space. And half of our sleep is disturbed because we can't relax and get into sleep. And we use chemicals to induce sleep, whether it is we drink ourselves into oblivion before bed or pop tranquilizers or sleeping pills in order to get there. We can do that naturally without the aid of any chemicals. We can learn to relax on our own, which is much more powerful. And the process in which we do that is to simply be comfortable, have on loose clothing, make sure the temperature is right in your room. You don't want it too cold where you're shivering and can't relax. But you don't want to be in a sauna either, sweating to death. Something that's comfortable, where you can be laying on the top of your bed without the encumbrance of sheets. And then slowly, systematically, think about the area in which you want to relax. I like to start from head and move toward my feet. And I start simply by being aware of my scalp and letting it relax. We hold so much tension in our hair. And then allow that wave to pass over our forehead, into our eyebrows, letting the cheeks go, loosening the lips, allowing them to part, not having them held together tightly, pursed with tension, through your neck, down to your shoulders, relaxing your trapezius on your back, the muscles that hold up your head, allowing those shoulders to drop to the side, allowing those chest muscles to to open up and allow our arms just to fall to either side. Letting our natural tension just flow down our arms, out our fingertips. Relaxing the tension in our stomach. We're not standing up. We don't have to suck in those abs and hold them tight. We can let them go. We can allow our buttocks to relax. Those tight knots, those gluteal muscles that are high heels help us stand more erect. We need to let those knots go. Let all of the tension flow out of our thighs, through our knees, down through our calves, around our heels, relaxing our arches, and let that tension just flow out of our toes. Now that you've put yourself in this state, and you've consciously relaxed your body, now you can do the work. Allow thoughts of whatever it is that's been plaguing you, that you've been worrying about, felt guilty about. Allow those thoughts to enter your head. Fully experience those thoughts. Acknowledge that you have them. Notice how you feel toward them. And thank yourself for having the ability to feel engaged in someone or something to the degree that you care enough to be concerned. And once you acknowledge that and address that concern, know that you have permission to let that go. Give yourself permission to release the guilt, to let go of the anguish, to let go of the worry. Let it all go. Like the tension flowed through your body, out your fingers and toes, allow this to follow suit. Once all of that has left your body, now we can focus on what it is that we truly desire. Begin with our list of affirmations and just take one that you can focus on to set your intent for the day. As we focus on this intent, allow yourself to revel in the thought of having this in your life. Think of this as we do with our affirmations, as if it is occurring now. I am happy. Or I am at peace. Whatever your affirmation is, fully experience that. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? How does it feel? What does it taste like? Run through your senses of having this intent now. I am peaceful. I am happy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. Focus completely. And allow ourselves to fully experience this in our lives. Now we want to elevate our level of energy and activity. We come up from counting back from 10 to 1. 1, where we are fully alive, fully awake, fully aware of our surroundings. We're looking around. And we still retain those feelings of accomplishment and that sense of having the intent we set. And that's how the millionaires take their intent and bring it to fruition each and every day. So take this with you. Set your intent for today and take these good feelings with you. And remember, anytime we encounter negativity throughout our day, as we talk about on our Saturday show, just pull out your affirmations. And remember, what we think about, we bring about. So after that negative encounter, push it aside and focus on what it is that we truly desire, our higher purpose, creating freedom for ourselves and our families financially. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and you've been listening to the Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go show. Be sure to join us on our Wednesday and Saturday shows and visit www.unlockyourwealth.com for more tips, tricks, tools, and information you can use to start your day the millionaire way. Thank you so much for joining us. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a millionaire's day.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the very last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial freedom with Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the Midweek Update, 30 minutes of all the tips and tricks you need to manage your money. Listen to Heather Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.